So these past 2 days, my wife Jillian and I were visiting with a dear friend at her family cottage. A dear friend at her family cottage down on the Ottawa River near Renfrew in Renfrew County. And we had an absolutely lovely time these last 2 days, and we had 2 beautiful drives down and back through Beechburg, where I'll be leading worship as we go into the summer. I'll actually be leading worship there later this morning. And we had good food and good conversation and lots of time spent paddling out on the river. Jillian got to try out her new canoe, which was her birthday present this year. And I got to once again play with my fishing rods. And it was lovely. We finally unpacked them from our move from BC. And you know, I didn't do too bad. 3 catfish, 4 smallmouth bass, a small but very feisty northern pike ended up in the canoe. And somehow, and I really, really don't know how I managed to do this, but I caught a clam. I caught a freshwater clam, which somehow, and I have no idea how this happened, it closed its shell around my line just enough so that I could reel it in. So you might say that I've been happier than a pig in you-know-what these last few days, because I've been out in the canoe and with my fishing rod, and life has been good, and that is holy and right and good, as we all take some time this long weekend to be with family and to have a few laughs and enjoy good food and good drink and just spend time with the ones whom we love as we give thanks for the gift of this country. We give thanks for the gift of our freedom and the privilege that we have to live in Canada. And yesterday morning, Jillian and I went out with our friend for an early paddle, and it was very calm. Really calm. It was the kind of calm where you can barely tell that the current in the river is even moving. You can look at the river and you can see the smallest dragonfly flying high up ahead, way, way up there in the sky, and it's reflected almost perfectly back at you from the water below. The river yesterday morning was just like glass, just like a mirror between two worlds. I found myself thinking how beautiful this land is, how grand this land is, and how blessed we are to live here. And grand, of course, is exactly what our ancestors who settled here in the valley first called that river. They called it the Grand. And why not? Because we all know that there are moments, even moments when we find ourselves or our souls distracted by other tasks or by other things, there are moments when we can just look out at that river and it just takes your breath away and you realize that there is a God and that God is alive and that you are meant to be right here. When you think about that particular river and just how long that river has been here, this grand old Ottawa River that's part of our home, it becomes even more amazing. Geologists believe the river first began to take shape about 10 to 15,000 years ago, just after the last ice age. A glacial sea once covered all of this land that's now Pembroke, and the river and its many fossils bear witness to that. And the river in its current form, well, it's been with us for about 4,000 years. 4,000 years. Just think about that for a second. 4,000 years. When the people of Israel were roaming about in Cana as nomadic tribes, forget about the 12 tribes of Israel, but I mean as nomads, first settling down and beginning to raise sheep, not even deciding who they were yet. When our ancestors in the faith were first working all of that out, that river was here. When the Temple of Solomon was being first built in Jerusalem, and then destroyed, and then rebuilt, and then recorded for all time in the sacred stories that we now know as the Hebrew Bible, when all that was being written down, that river was here. When Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One, the Son of God, the one whom we worship every Sunday, walked this earth and said to his followers, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." That river was here. Fresh water was flowing down that river, and eagles were soaring over that river, and yes, fish were swimming their tails off in that river when Jesus plunged under the waters of the Jordan and was baptized by John. That river, that beautiful, grand river, is a witness. That river is a witness to us and to our story. And it's a witness not only to us, the descendants of settlers who arrived here on these lands from across the ocean only a few hundred years ago. We're still such a young country. Only a few hundred years have most of us and our families been here. But just as importantly, that river was a witness and is a witness to the people who have been here since time immemorial, to the Algonquin and Anishinaabe nations, to the indigenous nations on whose unceded territories we gather to worship this day, and we are privileged to live and work and gather and pray. The Algonquin people also honor the grandness of that river, the greatness of that river. And that's exactly what the Algonquin call the river to this day. They call it Kitchissippi. Kitchissippi, the great river. For hundreds of years, the inherent greatness and grandness and goodness of that river has brought us together as settlers and First Peoples. It has helped us to water our crops and to care for our cattle, and it has given life to the moose and to the bear and to the deer and to the eagles and to the beavers and, yes, most definitely, to the fish. Let's not forget those wonderful fish. That river, thanks be to God, has given us the privilege of raising our children next to its shores. It brings us together. It has and continues to bring us together as many diverse peoples, bound together by its very presence, by the presence of living water, baptismal water, flowing through this beautiful valley. And as those sacred waters flow past Parliament Hill this day, as the current from way, way upstream makes its way down past Deep River, past Renfrew, around by Armprior, right into the heart of the valley and below Parliament Hill, with thousands of people screaming in the crowds and flags and banners and people giving speeches and colorful fireworks exploding overhead. My prayer for all of us this Canada Day is that the witness of that river will continue. That the witness of that great and grand river will continue to bind us together as settlers and First Peoples, as immigrants to this land and as people who have called this land home since time immemorial. That all of us together as one family might go down to the river and be enchanted by its sacred song. That its healing and life-giving waters might teach us, in the words of St. Paul from Colossians, to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, that we might learn as the Canadian people to bear with one another, and that when we have erred, we might learn to repent and forgive each other, just as God has forgiven us. That we might all hear that holy command, that law above all other laws, to love each other. Because we are all servants of the same master, children of the same God. And he is a God who chooses to dive underneath the waves and the roaring rapids of the river with us each and every day. He is a God who repeatedly and unfailingly pulls us to shore when we are on the brink of drowning, and there at the shoreline he chooses to break bread with us and to sing songs with us and to tell tall tales with us. He's a God who chooses to raise up his sails and cast out his nets with us, to go fishing with us, until together we see more fish, more blessings poured into our little boats of life than we could ever possibly imagine. He is a God who, quite ordinarily, quite lovingly, quite humanly, chooses to look us in the eye and call us friends. And so I pray this day that we all might continue to know him, to know his friendship, and that that river, that beautiful and sacred river, might continue to be his witness. Amen.